Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
13 minutes, it is just after one on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Aberi tukisha man, rirukisha jagore, Dr. Paul Kuperea chena. Aiman, beri tukudi chenyana. So, reprezize mudimu and ready to receive from Mom Pel Kupe. She's with me. Oh, she's looking all beautiful. You gotta rush to Facebook so you can see her mama obutsanavya. My queen, how are you, ma?
I'm great. I'm so happy to be connected to you. It's been a while, although we chat on Facebook sometimes.
Yeah. Ma, but where do you get the energy from? Can you just give to some of us? We need that. I mean, you just came back from, to where were you? Were you in Kenya this time? Zimbabwe this time? Zambia? Where were you?
I was in Lusaka, Zambia. In fact, I was doing a whole week's teaching on this possessing the gates. I previously taught when I was there in March, and the host pastors there, Apostle Isaac Harawa and his beautiful wife, Pastor Mary, they said, no, you have to come back. This teaching is just too powerful. Come back. And they booked a whole week of this teaching on possessing the gates. And then from there, I went to Zimbabwe, where we were launching the Woman Leaders Network, because there's a network called Global Leadership Summit, with some of the, you know, most powerful Christian leaders around the world. And they've really recently launched a woman's section of it, the Woman Leaders Network. So Zimbabwe jumped on quickly and said, yeah, you know, we want to launch.
So we have to grab you, Kapil. Yeah.
Yes. So I just came back from that on Sunday. Yeah. But it's Isaiah 40:31. That's the secret.
Isaiah 40?
That's right. They that wait upon the Lord.
Oh, my.
Yeah. So, you know, that some people out there, they say energy drinks give you wings. I don't know any names, but let me say that those wings are very temporary wings. They don't last very long. They'll give you 5-minute wings and then you crash. But Holy Spirit gives you wings, and He will cause you to mount up on the wings of an eagle, and you will walk and run and not grow fatigued, not faint. That's it. So that's the secret, is the Holy Spirit energy drink.
All right.
I
took
my chance once.
Yo, I know. Pela, we've been tuning in, trying to listen. Ko abuti Dwayne. Oh, but Asedar. I know, but Mama has been everywhere. And congratulations on your new show on TBN. We can't wait for it as well. Today, we're talking about possessing the gates. And somebody was asking a question. What gates? And somebody answered a question, that question, and said, Cape Town is a gate, Durban is a gate. And I'm like, tune in today so you can hear.
That's right. Well, you know, the fact that people are asking what gate, that is already a point of concern, because as children of God, we need to know about the gates. God first spoke to Abraham about gates in Genesis 22:17. And He was talking to him about blessings and how much He was going to bless him. And He said He was going to bless him, He was going to multiply him and increase him. And then, you know what happens with us, Bongi, is we focus on the blessing part. And that's all we're interested in as Christians. No, just as long as I'm going to get the bigger house, bigger car, etc. That's all. We don't want to hear anything else. But the last part of that scripture is probably the most important part of that scripture. After God says, I'm going to bless you, I'm going to increase you, all of that. Then He says, and I will cause you to possess the gates of your enemies. So this is what I tell people, that blessings are there for us to appropriate, to connect to, etc. But we need to understand that there are enemies. And guess what? Those enemies are at the gate. At the gate. If you read scripture, you know, this is a course I normally teach over 7-8 days. So it's going to be very difficult to try and you know, I'm just going to do very high level highlights. But first of all, I'm saying there are a couple of things that the Bible says about the gate. And it says that the battle is at the gate, for instance.
Yes.
And God is telling you in this scripture that He will cause you to possess the gates of your enemies. So enemies are also at your gates. So what does that mean now? Mm. It means that you're not going to get those blessings easily. Mm. It means there are enemies at the gate who are ready to battle you at the gate. Mm. So if you don't know, if we don't know, believers, what are gates? How are we? That's one of the reasons why we're not actually connecting to those blessings and having the dominion that we need to have. We don't know that they're gates. Mm. You know, if we can ask questions, what gates? There are so many gates. And this is what we teach in the seminar. So first thing we know is that the blessings that are there, we're going to have to contend for them because there are enemies stationed at the gate. They're positioned at the gate. And they're there, and there's a battle at the gate. Mm. And we must now, our job is to push back the battle at the gate. You know, when the Bible talks about children also, in Psalms 127:5, it says that those children that we have are
will
arrows.
Answer.
Who will answer.
Yeah.
Who will, they will contend at
yes,
the gate.
Yes.
So are you starting to get it that there's a lot of stuff happening at the gate?
Mm.
And so one of the things that we must do as parents is to teach, train, equip, activate our children to be able to contend at the gate, because there's a lot of warfare going on at the gate.
Hmm.
So this seminar that we're having, we're going to be talking about, you know, what are the gates? We're going to be talking about Jesus as the ultimate gate. Yeshua, he is the ultimate gate because he's our gate of salvation.
Mm-hmm.
So your ability to be able to contend with the gates is going to depend on
entering through Christ.
Exactly. Salvation through entering. Have you met the ultimate gatekeeper?
Mm.
And when we have, then it will make it easier for us to contend at the gates. So we talk about what gates are, you know, and the fact that a gate, simple terms, what is it? It's a port of access.
Mm.
It's a port of access, meaning it's a place of entry and a place of exit.
Mm.
So when you have a gate, and you open the gate, it means things can come in and things can go out. But what is very important is who is controlling that gate?
Yeah.
Who is controlling that gate?
Mm.
If you're not possessing the gate, that's why God talks about possessing it. You are not in control. You are not in control because the person possessing the gate determines when to open it, determines when to close it. So that's the importance of gates. Very, very important. And like I said, Yeshua is the ultimate gate. And then we talk about the different types of gates so that we get an understanding. What gates do I need to control?
Mm.
There are economic gates, and we do teachings from that. I spend a whole day on each gate.
Mm.
So it's not going to be easy to talk about it. But there are economic gates.
Mm.
There are governmental gates, the gates of government.
Mm.
There are justice gates. Amos 5:15 talks about how justice is dispensed at the gate.
Are these the gates to all the mountains that are there, the seven mountains?
They align with the mountains, but there's also a slight distinction. Now, I don't use the mountain phraseology because I don't have issues with it.
Yes.
But I like to connect it to scripture.
Yes.
And the scripture for me is talking about gates.
Now, there are other people who are also teaching about the gates that we possess in our souls. So before you can go possess the gates of your enemies, shouldn't you start with the gates that are within?
Well, I talk about your body gates.
Uh-huh.
I talk about body gates. So one of the statements I make is to say that we cannot be entrusted with to manage and possess city gates, because I have a whole day's teaching on the city gates.
Mm.
How do we possess the city gates? But God can't entrust us to manage governmental gates, justice gates, economic gates, city gates, until you've actually managing your own body gates.
Mm.
Body gates. Because everything has gates.
So it starts with me.
Exactly. Your eyes, for instance. Your eyes are gates. Because things go in.
My ears.
And what you see.
Mm.
Your ears are gates. Your mouth is a gate. Your head is a gate. That's why we have to be very careful about our thoughts.
Mm.
What enters into our mind is a gate. Romans 12:2 says, be not conformed to the world, but by the renewal of your mind, you're going to be transformed. So that means that our head gates, our thoughts, our conduct, our thoughts lead to behavior and conduct, and they determine our character. So our character and thoughts are going to be determined by what we allow into our head. Your head is a gate. It is a gate. It will now determine your behavior, everything about you, in terms of what you allow to control your thoughts, etc. Your mouth is a gate. What you allow in and out, how you speak, what you hear is going to influence your thoughts. Your eyes, what you watch is going to influence your heart, your mind, your soul, your spirit, everything. So, in other words, we must be able to man our own gates first. You can't be expected. You're not able to man your sexual gates, you know, because reproductive and sexual, those are gates. They're points of entry. You know, if you're having sex with somebody, you're opening a gate to somebody. You're opening that gate. And I was telling women the other day that, do you know that some of our reproductive problems and issues that we have and challenges, because your reproductive gates, which are your ovaries, if you're a woman, fallopian tubes, your womb, they are connected to your sexual gates. They're connected. So the way into your reproductive gates is through your sexual gates. So if we do not man our sexual gates, do you know that it can lead to barrenness now? Because we decided to open the gates to prematurely before we got married. We weren't supposed to either. So it can lead to barrenness. And that we know. You can contract STDs, all sorts of things which can close up your gates, your fallopian tubes, which can, you know, HIV, AIDS, STD, HPV, the human virus.
Papillomavirus.
Papillomavirus, which now can affect, it can even cause cancer in your body. So gates, now you understand the importance of guarding gates, starting with our own
self.
Body gates.
Yeah, starting with self.
Self, because God is a God who works with us incrementally, and he works with us in terms of our obedience and in terms of our obeying his word. If we are failing to just manage at level one, myself, I can't manage my own gates. And, you know, I was teasing them the other day. I said, how many of us just struggle with our stomach gates? You know, just the stomach. We're supposed to go on a fast.
Yes.
Somebody. And after 3 hours, you're already done. And you're like, no, I need to eat something. And then I always see people who are supposedly on fast. Then they go and drink macheu. I'm like, what kind of a fast is that? Macheu ke motoho. It's porridge. How are you going to drink macheu or, you know, what do they call that liquid yogurt? The liquid yogurt, that one. And you claim you're being on a fast. That, honey, that's, you're just in deception. That is no fast. You're eating food.
Sure.
What? We can't manage our stomach gates. So really, the gates, you know, before we talk about city gates, before we talk about national gates, before we talk about governmental gates, we have to really do an introspection and talk about ourselves and our gates. As a gatekeeper, can you be trusted to open gates and close gates when your own gates you're failing to maintain and shut them? Your own mouth gate, blah, 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 blah. It's consistently, your mouth gate is on 100 miles an hour. Gossip, ngozi, shapa, blah, blah, blah. Ear gate is continuously open to trash and stuff that we're hearing. How will you be able to hear God when you can't control, manage your ear gates? And God tells you to go and deal with that gate at the city gate where they're Freemasons operating. And how will you be able to hear God when he says, go and deal with this gate, go and deal with this altar, when your ear gates are full of trash and when your mouth is busy running? So it's very, very important. We do a whole teaching on the body.
Then how do we possess our own gates? So many of us have lost the authority over our own gates. Just now we were talking with Mama Dr. Eva Siobi. So many of us have lost the gates to the eyes and the mind, because we are constantly on social media platforms to watch. And you are there, and after about 7 hours, you realize, yo, I didn't even cook. I was supposed to have cooked.
Yeah.
I didn't even. So how do we get back the authority and start possessing our gates? Because I don't see us occupying or possessing the economic gates fruitfully and making an impact there if we can't deal with ourselves.
No, that's exactly right. And it's interesting that you mentioned Dr. Eva Sobi, because the first time I did this teaching was actually at a conference she was hosting 15 years ago, Woman Alive. a Woman Alive conference, and I spoke about the gates, possessing the gates there. And in fact, I remember telling the audience there that, because I now talked about key areas in a city, which are gates, and I talked about the airport.
Mm-hmm.
I talked about the airport as a gate. And I said to them, how many of us have actually prayed and gone to the airport to pray? And she actually, as a result of that word, I remember she organized a group of women to go and pray at O.R. Tambo because of that word. But I mean, the Bible is full of scripture. It's full of scripture in terms of telling us how to manage our mouth gate, that we must be careful about what we say. Life and death
is in the
power of the tongue. Yes. So it means don't act carelessly. It means, you know, we must, our communication must be like salt. It says, make sure that your speech is seasoned like salt. All of that is around managing your mouth gates, that we must speak that which is edifying. Salt also is corrective, you know, it corrects. So that's how our speech must be. We mustn't loan our mouths to careless talk. It also tells us about ears, how to manage our ears. And we don't just listen to anything. So that's management of the ear gates.
Ishma.
And it's very...
With so many...
Our eye gates.
With so many...
Our eye gates.
With so many songs.
The Bible tells us on the eye gates, it says, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely.
Meditate on these.
On these things and look on these things. So we can't be watching pornography and watching all these reality shows where they're naked people and people misbehaving.
What about the songs?
Well, the songs, I don't know if you know, I really had a big fight recently.
I know. I remember.
I'm sure that's why you asked the question. So that was exactly why. Because I woke up one day and I was going on my TikTok account. Woohoo! Big up to over 60-year-olds who know how to manage TikTok. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Just thought I'd give myself a few points for that.
Let's do this for that. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
On behalf of the 60-year-olds, you know, knowing about Gen Z technology. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I was get to your account, then all these other accounts come up on your screen. And then I see all these young girls, and they are inappropriately dressed very seductively, in a way that their private parts, you can clearly see the outline of their private parts. And they're all dancing very sexually, suggestively. So I'm like, what's going on? What's going on? And I see that they're dancing to a song. So I now go, I'm curious to say, what is happening? It's a challenge, TikTok challenge. And when I go and investigate and interrogate, I find out that there's this guy who calls himself, somebody who calls himself.
Okay, we don't mention their names. Let's not mention their names. Sorry. Yes.
All right. Well, there's somebody there. It was on video there. And I see that he's playing this song, and he's even alleging that one of the popular singers, one of our popular singers who we know, he's alleging that this guy is on there. And I found out from the guy's manager, he said, we have nothing to do with that song. So it was even a copyright infringement on that basis. So, yes, and this song is very crude, very sexual, and basically it's inviting women to give them, you know, sex, but in a very crude, very vulgar way. And the young girls are responding to this through a TikTok dance challenge, giving exactly. I called a petition.
Oh, I think there's something happening with Mama's connection on the other side, but she is coming back. Okay. Hi, Mama. Yes, she is back.
Yes, sorry. So, of course, I called a petition. And during that petition, I said to people, I said, we need to stop this, because the eye gates, our children are looking at this and they are responding to this. They are responding to this invitation. And so you see how eye gates, what you hear, ear gates, what these children heard through music, what they saw on the video, they responded to it sexually. Now, South Africa, remember, is a nation where we are in the top five nations in the world for gender-based violence and for rape. So the last thing we need are songs of this nature, which are corrupting our children, especially our girl children, sexualizing them at an early age and putting them out there to invite men for sex. Can you imagine how many of those young girls may have been sexually assaulted, abused in some way? It was just unacceptable. So that was a very good example around why we need to manage our eye gates and our ear gates. And as parents, I want to say out there, because one of the teachings I do give in terms of gates, like I said, Psalms 127:5 talks about children at the gates. And so part of our parental responsibility is to teach, train, equip children. Remember Psalms 22:6.
Train up a child in a way that he should go. Yes.
Yes. Proverbs 22:6 says, train up a child in the way that they should go. How do we do that? So that when they're older, they don't depart from the proper way, the kingdom way. How do we do that? Well, we equip them. We equip them on how to manage their gates, their eye gates, their ear gates. They can't be listening to songs of lyrics which are telling them to rape women, which are telling them to go out with their private parts exposed, private parts which are now becoming public parts, and they were meant to be private parts. We need to teach them that, how to protect their minds, to, you know, man their mind and head gates so that their thoughts are pure and proper.
Right.
So we need to be able to do that.
So a family member is giving, I think it is it Cecily Chris? Cecily, your surname, Oguigbe, I hope I'm saying it correctly, taking us to the book of Psalms 127. But if you start, you have to start it on three. Behold, children are heritage from the Lord. The fruit of the womb is a reward. Like arrows in the hand of the warrior, so are the children of one's youth. And you are giving us verse 5. Happy is the man who has his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but shall speak with their enemies in the gate. And I think even when it comes, if children are not equipped, if children are not trained, then they can die at the gate, and their blood will be, then the Lord will look for our hands will be full of blood. Greetings to you, Cecily. Thank you so much for that. Komana, thank you so much. Komana Wakajeso, hello to you. Vili Vort, okay, Vili is asking a question, but before I ask Vili's question, Tabisa Setoha saying, looking wow, looking at mama and saying, you're looking wow. As she does. And Pastor Lucas Ngosi, Apostle Lucas Ngosi saying, greetings, Sis Bongile and Mama Pell, we are tuning in. Thank you so much for tuning in and also being with us. Vili is asking a question about fasting. What exactly is fasting? Ma, please explain to Vili what fasting is.
Okay, well, fasting essentially is denial of certain. So it's, and you know, quite often we associate fasting only with food, but it's beyond food. So there are certain things that can actually interfere with your spiritual growth and capacity to be able to hear God. So when we fast, the principal idea behind fasting is to detox your body, detox your mind, your soul, your spirit, so that you can be in a place of better hearing God. Oftentimes we accompany fasting with prayer as well. If we're trusting God for something, the ability to hear God when you're trusting for God for something is better when you're fasting. There's a point where Jesus said, Yeshua said, this kind cometh out not by, but
prayer
and fasting.
Mm-hmm.
So fasting, because of its detoxing capabilities and capacities, literally is the oomph, is the krach behind the prayer. There are just some prayers that simple prayer is not going to do it, especially when you're dealing with the demonic and dealing with principalities and things like that. Then you really need to kind of really put some strength under it with fasting. And fasting is that, so that's why I said it's not just about food. We don't just fast food, but we can be fasting, you know, things that are distracting, things that television and other things like that. One, and social media, it can be something that's very disrupting. It takes up your time. So it takes you away from your ability to read the word of God deeply. It takes you away from your ability to pray. So anything that is taking you away or contributing to your spending less time with God and in his presence, then one would fast those things. So it's not just about fasting food, but fasting, even maybe being in a place of solitary, alone time, because being with friends puts you in that gossip kind of time.
You come out.
So that's really.
You come out. Yeah. You come out contaminated in some of the spaces that we get ourselves into. Come out contaminated. Yeah. The only thing that's ringing in your spirit is the negativity that has been given unto you as you are spending time in those places. So guard your gates. Absolutely. All right. Robinson, hello to you and to Lani, both from Bulawayo in Zimbabwe. Hello to you, Mrs. Robinson. I have given you the book of Psalms 127, 3-5. That's the scripture we just read right now. Vili is so grateful, saying thank you. Amen. Kalisile Vilakati saying, hi, Sis Bongile and Mom Pell. I'm listening from Secunda. Thank you so much for that. Let's hear what Shalom G has got to say to us, Mama.
Great. Blessings, Sibong Gile and Ma'am. Fasting is simply just the denying of self-gratification and denying your false refuges. Shalom G.
All right. It's denying self-gratification. That's how she puts it simply. Self-gratification. Anything.
It's,
yeah.
It's true. Mm-hmm. It's true, but what's also important is to give the reason why, so that we don't just deny self-gratification for nothing, but it's for purposes of detoxing and cleansing so that we hear God. So she's very right. It's about denying self-gratification, but not just for no reason. There's a journey that we're taking and denying ourselves so we can get into closer relationship with God and be able to grow ourselves spiritually. Absolutely correct.
Cecily, Chris, Oguigbe, fasting detoxification of mind, soul to better hear God. It's sacrificial. It's sacrificial. Yeah, it is. It is. Kalisile saying amen. Kalisile saying amen. Pamela Thompson also saying amen. So, Ma, do we fail in the marketplace because our gates personally are not okay? Or can you still win in the marketplace? Can you still win at the economic gates when you yourself have got issues? Is it possible? Not really?
Well, like I said, you will not be trusted if you're failing to manage your own gates, because God is not a God who's irresponsible. He's not going to appoint you into a position and set you up for failure and set the whole city. City has gates. How's he going to appoint a city gatekeeper who's failing to manage their own gates? So you are positioning that person for failure and the city for failure as well. So I'm not saying that they're not gatekeepers who are failing, but I'm saying that those gatekeepers would not have been positioned by God, because that's not the way he functions. So they could have been positioned through some other way.
All right, Ma. Let's take a break and then come back. I'm going to ask Ma to tell us and say how we can win our own gates. Where do we begin? What should we do? And I'm hoping that as the months go by, we'll be learning more about these gates and learning at the feet of our Lord Jesus Christ. We want to get it right. We want to win this one. And we're wondering, where are the miracles, the Lord Jesus Christ, that we shall be followed by miracles? But yeah, we haven't even conquered our gates. Giving you the sounds of Ndogozo Mbambo, John 3 verses 16. We're coming back.
Get in touch with the truth, the light and the life. 657 AM.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012 334 1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Share the love, share the truth, share the life on 657 AM.
You're listening to Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. I see Pastor Nontlantla Ponsongwenya saying, hi, Spo, tuned in at work and dancing to the song of Dogosombambo. Ah, that's so beautiful. Yeah, we've been set free by the blood of the Lamb, and we have to walk and live according to that. I'm talking to Mama Pearl, Dr. Pearl Kupe, and we're talking about possessing the gates. Hey, redemptively, we have been set free, but yes, may we also possess our gates and let the world see that, hey, we have really been set free. Martino Malembe, hello, all the way in Durban, tuned in. Hello, thank you so much for joining us. Such an honor. And Pamela Thompson says, in total agreement with you, Ma, not everyone is positioned as gatekeepers. Robinson in Bulawayo in Zimbabwe saying God bless, and Mariana saying Spongile, I can't wait to hear what Dr. Pearl says about living right. How do we do it, Mama?
Great. Yes. No, well, we've already talked about the body gates very, very briefly. I mean, like I say, these are teachings that I do over a period of 9-10 days. And I think one of the things I really would like to speak to and say is that it's very important that we actually understand that the responsibility of gatekeeping is a very responsible one. God is not going to give us gatekeeping functions when we've not even managed our own. And as has rightly been said, not everybody's a gatekeeper. But I will say this, everybody is required to manage their own gates. Everybody. So at that level, there is a certain level where all of us are expected to gatekeep. And when it comes to you, your own body and your own life, those gates you have to manage. When it comes to your children, if you are a parent, you are supposed to be helping to manage your children's gates until you can teach and equip them and train them to manage their own gates. So there is a level where all of us have to do and fulfill some gatekeeping function. Mm. When it comes to city gates and national gates, however, it's a different story.
All right.
Not everybody is assigned as a city or national gatekeeper.
I'm hoping,
or within a specific area.
I'm hoping that we will have time to come to that, Ma, where we can talk about those city gates, those gates in the marketplace, economy and all that. May we start by conquering self. I think we are our worst enemy. We have to deal with self first, you know. Let Christ rise in us and self go down. The enemy, when it comes to our children, the enemy also wants to possess those gates in the children's lives through their peers, through whatever things that they see. And it's upon us to teach them right. I was listening to a young woman who spoke about a certain, and she was talking about different children channels that are said to be for children, but whatever that's dished out there, it's so poisonous to the soul. It's so poisonous. It's so dangerous. It's initiating children into different spaces where we're not supposed to even, or we don't even think our children can be exposed to that. Some of the things we are fighting them with the Department of Education and so and all that, but they are able to infiltrate through those gates. And this young lady was saying, please make sure that you know what your children watch. Make sure, because we might think, TV, it's innocent. And she says, it's not innocent. Yeah. What I have seen there, and we need to protect our children because the enemy seeks them young. It's easy to get them whilst they are young. If they are not equipped, then we can lose them forever. Cecily says, capture the stronghold at the gate, the mind, and you can control the city body, which is the body. Where your mind goes, the body flows. Wow. Frank Jacobs also saying hello. Ma, I need you more than today.
It's a big teaching.
And, I need you more than today.
You talked about the children, and if you read that Genesis 22:17 scripture, it actually talks about and your children. It also talks in a generational aspect. And one of the things I say is the gates that we as elders, and there's Lamentations 5:14. It talks about the elders at the gates. So there are certain people who are elders who need to be at the gates. And the gates that we as elders also fail to possess, guess what? Our children are going to have to contend with those gates. Mm-hmm. So there's a generational component to it. The gates that we're able to possess, our children will not have to battle as much to possess those gates. But this teaching, like I said, so we are Saturday, 20th July. We are going to be from 9 to 4. We're going to be teaching part two because we did part one last month. It was supposed to be a small group. We ended up being 120 people who showed up. Some flew in from Zimbabwe. Others flew in from Durban, Northwest, you know, PE, to just get this teaching, this gatekeeping teaching. So we're going to be there Saturday, 20th July. Please visit my Facebook page to get the details. The reason why I'm saying that is because we require you to please register so that we know how many people we're dealing with. Because it's a full day, mm-hmm. There's lunch and there's teas. So we need you to properly register so that we can cater for the numbers that are there. So I'm going to ask you to please, Pearl, Komoto Kupe, if you need the details, mm-hmm. just go there. You'll get all the details of how to register for this Saturday. There are a few remaining slots, so you've got to
make sure that you run. All right.
Make sure that you run. People are asking me for links of YouTubes, etc. I'm actually writing a book on it now because there's quite such a huge demand for this teaching, because this teaching literally is what is going to help us align nations to their redemptive purpose. When you know how to manage gates, the governmental gates, the communication gates, media gates, like you are on the media gate right now, you know how to manage the city gates, you know how to manage the national gates, all those economic gates, then you are in a position as the body of Christ to now take over the city, the nation, because you understand that the gates are point of entry. So if immorality is entering into a city, mm-hmm. it's because the gatekeepers are in absentia.
We're sleeping.
We're sleeping. So we need to know what gates, to what do we shut the gates? What do we shut out of the gates? What do we allow in the gates? Righteousness and exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach. So we want to open the gates to righteousness and shut out certain things, you know, immorality, GBV. And those are all things that we provide training in terms of what is the modus operandi. What is the difference between gatekeepers? There are different types of gatekeepers. Mordecai sat at the gate. He was a gatekeeper. And because he sat at the gate, he was able to hear a strategy to take over a generation. And he was able to counter it. But Absalom also sat at the gate. And Absalom was sitting at the gate with a different purpose, to hijack his father's authority. So there are illegal gatekeepers also that sit at the gate. So we get all those teachings around who is the gatekeeper, how to identify the right gatekeepers, all of that. It's a very loaded session that we teach about the different city gates. Yeah.
All right. And Ma, it's happening on the 20th, which is part two from part one. Where is it happening?
It's happening. We are in Midrand. This is why there's not a name of a building, but I'll just give the address very quickly.
Okay.
And it's in
Midrand. Or maybe Ma, I think then they should contact you.
Can I send you?
Yes,
yeah, they can contact me, and I can also send you the flyer and the poster there, because we do need you to register, please, and get in. Otherwise, we're not going to be able to cater for people sufficiently, and I don't want to get under attack for that. So it is at 73rd 5th Street, Halfway Gardens in Midrand, and that's going to be from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. And then we have the last session, the last seminar is going to be on the 27th of July. So 20th of July, this Saturday, and then a week from that 27th of July, I'll be doing the last one. I don't have any more dates open in my calendar. So it's going to have to be the last one for this year.
Oh, but you have to open the calendar for us on Radio Pulpit.
Well, at least Radio Pulpit, you know, because you call me during the week, but I can only do preaching on weekends, and my weekends are completely full till next year, March. So,
Okay. So should we count ourselves blessed? I think we should.
Well, I count myself blessed to have this opportunity to be able to share on this platform. So I don't know who's blessed, but I think I'm the one who's blessed.
Cecily saying, yes, very depth teaching, yes, and what they also watch, okay, on other platforms. Peter Otto says, Reverend Paul Cooper, I know you from Africa Dream. God bless. Shoni, yes, the president of GFWE. She also went into her Facebook saying, yes, Mama, the gatekeeping role comes with a huge responsibility and accountability. And I see you're trying to respond to some questions. People are asking for the teaching online. Heshia, I had you twice, Dr. Pelkupe.
We're not going to put it online yet. There's a book that's going to come out. But we are recording. But I must say the recordings will probably only be available towards the end of the year or next year, because I'd like to produce a manual first. I've got 75 slides on gatekeeping.
All right.
So that will be developed into a manual, a book, and then after that, we will release the teachings online, but that will only be end of the year next year.
All right. And powerful topic. This is Pastor Nonhlanhla Pontsho Ngwenya. Powerful topic. Gatekeepers need to take their position and we will see the change we long for. Cecily says, I'm in the U.S. I'm waiting for the book. Excuse Cecile, but also keep tuning in to Radio Pulpit. We will steal a little bit of Mama. Today we got 2%. Of the gate, 2%, but yeah, we love Mama.
2%, for sure.
Muruti, please share Saturday's link here. All right, all right. So you can contact us on Radio Pulpit, and we will let you know how you can go about doing that. But you can also check Mama on her social media platforms. But do remember that the slots are now, they are few. The slots are now few. Mapindi saying, thank you for the teaching of gates. So profound. Swangile and Doctor, we will follow you. And they want the book. Mama, it has to come out before the end of the year. We don't talk end of the year here. And Cecily says, we will continue. Definitely, we will continue following Radio Pulpit. And so Ma on Facebook, she is Pearl Kupe. Nema? Do we have Dr.
Pearl
Khomotso
Kupe? It's Khomotso Setswana Khomotso.
Yes,
one, not
yes.
Setswana, which
yes.
Ends with a G.
All right,
then. With a G, not an H.
So there's a great demand. There's a great demand. I don't have much time any longer. and I think I see Shoni has shared the link. What do you say in closure, Ma?
Well, in closure, I'm saying let's start at the, because, you know, as Christians, we like to go for the high, big things. Start at the level where you are. Despise not small beginnings. Start conscientiously managing your own gates, your body gates, because once we can now make sure that we walk in righteousness, we become open avenues that God can use further. And also the children. We heard the aspect of your children. If you are a parent out there, very important to make sure that the gates of your children are managed. Otherwise, the enemy is out there to destroy a next generation and to finish the generation. So God richly bless you. Hope to see you on Saturday. Kinako!
Bye, Ma. Kinako.
Radio Buzzing of Life. 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.